This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
And now, a look at local and regional news. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, you can visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Drunk Takeback Day is just under 1 month away. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is partnering with the Wisconsin Department of Justice to give you an opportunity to safely dispose of unused and expired medications. As you start your spring cleaning, clear out your medicine cabinet, and then, on April 25th, drop off what you collect at a Takeback Day site near you. Greg Gunderson, as part of Reality Radio, spoke with Courtney from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce and Renee about an upcoming Easter egg hunt.
Last year, my grandchildren had such a fun time at the butternut Easter egg hunt, and I thought we could do this.
Yep.
And there was not an Easter egg hunt at that time in Park Falls, and I thought we can make this happen. The kids come and we'll hide the eggs. We're going to have the youngest kids, 3 and under, start 3 minutes early.
Smart.
And so they get a little bit of a head start. Yeah. And last year I watched the little kids and they'd pick up an egg and then go, this is cool. This is pink and I'm happy. They don't need 25. They're happy to get a few. And then we put a treat and inside the eggs and they can take all of the eggs home. And so it's just fun. And the older kids can look for the harder hidden eggs.
This is taking place this Saturday at 10 a.m. right behind the Shawamigan High School. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. The first and only debate in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is on hold. It's now scheduled for next Thursday after Judge Chris Taylor became ill yesterday. Her campaign says she's recovering from kidney stones and plans to resume campaigning soon. Opponent Maria Lazar's team says they're ready whenever the debate is rescheduled. Early voting is underway for the April 7th contest. Find out where to vote and see your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. There's more to learn from that Marquette poll this week. Results show President Trump's approval rating in Wisconsin is 14 points underwater. That's his worst ever in the state and down 4 points from last month. Pollster Charles Franklin calls it steady erosion through Trump's second term. Most Wisconsinites oppose the war with Iran, 61-39%. 78% of Badger State Republicans still identify as MAGA, down from 88% last fall. An Eau Claire High School staff member was arrested yesterday on charges of sexually assaulting multiple students. Police say 22-year-old Nadia Horn, who worked at North High School, was taken into custody after the school district tipped off police officers about an inappropriate relationship. She's facing serious charges, including sexual assault of a child by a school staff person and second-degree sexual assault. And more than 400 road projects are planned across the state of Wisconsin this year as the DOT gears up for a busy construction season. Work is happening everywhere, from rebuilding parts of 41 near Appleton to big improvements on I-94 in Milwaukee and the St. Croix River bridges. Officials say the goal is safer highways and smoother travel. Drivers are urged to plan ahead, use the 511 Wisconsin app, and slow down in those work zones. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field. Opening day between the Brewers and Chicago White Sox, who had the worst record in the American League last season. Will Venable is in his second year as manager and was asked if the White Sox will be more aggressive on the base paths this season.
For sure. You know, on the bases, we got to find every way we can to be aggressive and get an extra 90 feet, score runs any way that we can. So that's something that, you know, really with the first step out of the box and that effort is going to be important.
The Brewers wrapped up Cactus League action with a record of 12-16. Manager of the year, Pat Murphy, asked if having so many split squad games was productive.
Did we get everything we wanted to get out of it? No, I mean, could have had a few other guys really step up and a few other guys be swinging midseason form or something like that, but be careful what you ask for, you know what I mean? And be careful what you think you got out of spring training, because it's tricked me for 11 years.
NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time to the Trailblazers, 130-99, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. We'll get to the upper 30s to near 40 by early afternoon. Then temperatures will drop through the afternoon. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, cloudy with a few flurries, 34. We will warm back up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.